views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to Dr. Pat and the Transformation Talk Radio Network, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, next Friday on November 9th, I'll talk about choosing higher consciousness for prosperity. Often we don't notice that our thought patterns and our level of consciousness are impacting our prosperity, but they do. So join me next Friday when I discuss ways we can live in higher consciousness and choose higher prosperity by doing so. Now, before I tell you what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that the 2013 Good Timing Guides are in stock and shipping. So if you're starting to plan major projects for next year, now is a great time to get your guides so you can choose the most auspicious and successful dates for them. And remember, the Good Timing Guide also provides you those timeout periods which occur three times each week when nothing positive comes of the actions you take or the decisions you make. So be effective and successful with your plans. You can get the combo of both the 2012 and 2013 guides on special now at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. And I also want to let you know that if you feel plagued by paper piles or clutter, you can still take the paper piles and clutter release. This is an emotional freedom and healing release which releases negative feelings, fears, and issues associated with paper piles and clutter. Now, I used to have a 3-year paper pile in my office until finally we arranged for a coach to do the paper piles release. And within 2 days of doing that release, I got rid of my enormous paper pile, and it never came back. You can release this issue, too, in an hour by doing the paper piles and clutter release. To learn more or to get this MP3, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, holy cow, that was one incredible hurricane we had this week. And I hope everyone is still safe. Now, on to cycles. First of all, we're in an all-day timeout today. So today is not the day to do something really important. You can't score when the ball is not in play. So whenever we have a cosmic timeout like we do today, we're missing vital information. And if we had that information or we understood it correctly, then we would make a different decision. If instead we move ahead on an important decision, we're just going to shoot ourselves in the foot, because when we discover that critical information, we'll have to scrap all our efforts and start over with a new decision and direction. So don't sign contracts today, hire someone, buy something important, etc. Wait until tomorrow. On Saturday, November 3rd, we get a good final result. What a difference a day makes. Now, in general, we're in a long stretch now when we're getting very long timeout periods. So all day Sunday, November 4th, is a timeout. Wednesday, November 7th, also has a very long timeout for 13 hours. So pay attention to these periods now. They're not a time for new starts. Just review your ideas, let things gestate, and finish things instead. And they're also great times for brainstorming and cleaning up. Hallelujah. Now, next, we're still in the period of blue communications now through November 5th. And this means we're more apt to make mistakes. So for heaven's sakes, double-check all details, even for your emails and texts that need to be correct. If you fail to do this, you're going to be blue when you discover your mistakes and then have to fix them. It's easier to correct them before they get out the door. Now is also the time to get your car repaired if it needs it before it breaks down during Mercury retrograde. And this is also the time to get a full system backup done for your computers prior to November 6th. So just in case you do have a computer failure, you can be back up and running quickly. Okay, the next cycle, of course, is Mercury retrograde from November 6th through 26th. All Mercury retrogrades have challenges related to delays, miscommunications, finding and making mistakes, then having to fix them. These are not times to sign contracts because even if you have it triple-checked for mistakes, which you'll likely find, you may still regret signing it later when you have a better understanding of your needs. Mercury retrograde is a time to rethink our needs, not a time to move forward with new projects. It's also a time to catch up or finish things, not a time for new starts. Now, this Mercury retrograde is the last one we'll have before December 21st of this year. Plus, we have Saturn in Scorpio now, so combining all this together, I want to urge you to clean out your closets, drawers, cupboards, garage, basement, or storage unit. Choose to clean out the area that will make you feel the best when it's completed. We all need to lighten up before the end of this year, and this is one of the very best ways to do it. So let's put this particular Mercury retrograde to extra good use and recycle plenty of things we no longer use or don't love. And you may even find some items you want to recycle into gifts. Now, this particular Mercury retrograde is hard in that there's a cycle of Mercury squared Neptune, which is masterful at creating confusion, chaos, misunderstandings, misleading people, and even deliberately deceiving people. So I'm warning you, this is rampant at this time, and it plays a big part in the upcoming election, which I'll discuss momentarily. Now, this cycle of Mercury squared Neptune is with us for a long time. It peaked for the first time on October 29th, and it peaks a second time on November 13th. And it temporarily goes out of range on November 18th, but it will be back again in December. So during this time, be very careful what you believe and triple-check all details. Now, notice that Mercury retrograde begins on Election Day. What does this mean? Well, Mercury will be stopped dead in the water, as they say, on Election Day. And that indicates that we probably won't know who the next president will be that night. The last time we had a presidential election when Mercury was stopped was during the Gore-Bush election in 2000. It took quite a long time to sort that out, and there was a lot of recounting done. And in the end, it was decided by the Supreme Court instead of the votes. This one is likely to wait for counting of paper ballots after Hurricane Sandy. And there could also be a lot of confusion due to closed polling places where Hurricane Sandy made a big splash. There could also be a lot of recounting. Mercury retrograde does favor re-anything, and it particularly, it could favor re-election. Now, this time we have an incumbent president who has the possibility of being re-elected. So if we do know who won by that night, it would have to be Obama. Now, back in June, I mentioned that I had attended an international astrologers conference in New Orleans, and they had a panel of five distinguished astrologers who predicted who would become the next president. And all of them used different techniques, and they all came up with the same answer. 100% of the panel predicted Obama to win again. Now, their answer coincided with my own analysis. And this conference was also held in May of 2008, and at that time, 100% of the panel predicted that Obama would win. So they definitely have a track record. Now, next, we have a set of cycles that show unexpected financial issues, and this is shown by the cycles of Venus opposite Uranus and square Pluto. These cycles also suggest that the stock market is going down. Now remember, the stock market is expected to have a sudden drop on or before November 13th, and it will continue to drop a minimum of 48% through July 2014. Now, if you own stocks and have not taken defensive action yet, do so by early Monday morning before the timeout. These cycles are peaking now through tomorrow, and they stay in range through November 7th and 9th. Now, next, beginning tomorrow, November 3rd, a cycle of abundance comes into range. Now, this is the cycle of Venus trying Jupiter, and this is right before Mercury goes retrograde, and we have the election. So aside from a ton of money being spent on political ads this weekend, it can also suggest other forms of abundance, parties, and just plain fun. And spending, spending, spending. Now, for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide, this week your tip is this. Next week has only two periods with good final results. Monday morning, November 5th, until 8.07 a.m. Pacific Time or 11.07 a.m. Eastern Time. And Tuesday, November 6th, beginning at 3.05 p.m. Pacific Time or 6.05 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, that one will last until Wednesday morning at 7.28 a.m. Pacific Time or 10.28 a.m. Eastern Time. So make good use of these good final result times because they're the only ones we get until Sunday, November 11th. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And it's a copy of the information I give you each week. Just go to askmadeline.com, askmadeline.com. And do you have a question for me? When we come back from the short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. Now, if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. So call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Just stop what you're thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, Talk Radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Right now I'm taking one or two calls, and I think we might have enough callers for today, but if not, we'll open it up again. And after I take calls, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I take your calls, I want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's start off with Cecilia. She's calling in from Burien, Washington, and she's curious about a move coming. And her birth information is December 5th of 1960 at 1:10 p.m. from Rochester, New York. So, Cecilia, welcome to Cosmic Connections.
Thank you so much. And actually, Madeline, it's 2:08 p.m.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well,
throwing me a fast one there.
My paperwork out. I didn't think Benny would pick up the phone so fast.
2:08 p.m.
I'm quick.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Quick.
We've got the right one now. Okay, so let's see. And tell me what your question is.
Oh, if you see a move coming up for me. I want to stay in the Seattle area, but I just am moving from a situation to another house.
Okay.
It's
well,
my home life house. That's the kind of the big
yeah,
question.
Yeah, the home life issue. Okay. Well, let me see here. You know, it looks like it would probably be next year. Are you thinking about right away, or?
No. No rush whatsoever, but it's something I'm putting out there.
Yeah, I mean, it does look like you could have a move next year. Let's see. I'm going to just look here and see. One other thing I want to check here. Yeah, 12 degrees. I just want to look at my software here and see, when is that planet going to hit that moon of yours? Because it looks like there's some challenging situations going on there. And so it probably will trigger a move. But let's see, does it get that far? It doesn't quite get that far. The other one gets there in July. Okay, so it might be the middle of next year before you make the move.
Okay.
It doesn't have to wait that long. It'll be in range, easily by May and April. But by early July, it's exact.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a little flexibility there, shall we say.
Yeah, I know my home life is very important. It always shows up there in the stars. I value that.
Yes, exactly, yeah. And you do have another cycle that is coming up a little earlier than that, which could also trigger it. But that one's also roughly next year, too. So let me see. That one shows up more like in March and even February.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So so you have two potential places where you could move. Sometimes when I see that, the person moves and then they move again, or they get a different job and they get another job.
I hope that doesn't show up.
Yeah. I mean, kind of a 1-2 step kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you might have something like that happening, or maybe there's something happening to the place, after you move in.
Okay.
If you move in February or March, it might be something happening to your place.
Okay.
Storm or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So good luck with that.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks very much, Cecilia. And Madeline, we'll go to our last caller. I think we can sneak on Olga.
She's calling in from Bellevue. Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. And her birth information is April 19th of 1974
Hold on for one
All right,
second.
Slowing down, slowing down,
yep,
slowing down.
Got that
down.
One.
Right.
Okay, what time was she born?
Well, unfortunately, she doesn't have a time listed. It was near the top of the, you know, the change of days. So we're going to go with
I see.
Yeah, so we're going to go with no time right now. And she was born in Moscow, Russia.
Okay, Moscow.
Yep.
Let me get that spelled correctly so it'll come up in my chart here.
Sounds good. So, Olga, welcome to the show.
Okay.
Hi,
Hi Olga.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh,
I
sure.
really don't know the time of the when I was born because my mom passed away when I was little, but I'm guessing it was early in the morning, or you know something like that on the 19th because the birth certificate was changed to the 19th, and I'm guessing she knew when I was born and she went back and changed the day.
Okay. Let me do one other quick correction to your chart here so that I give it a little different of a twist here since we don't have your correct time. And that will give me what we call a solar chart, meaning when the sun was rising. And something, okay, let's see here, redraw. Okay, now I've got it. Okay, so what is your question? How can I help you today?
I actually wanted to ask you a couple things that you mentioned about the stock market, and I was wondering financial situation. In my case, I am heavily invested in the market, and I was wondering if I should, you know, keep something.
Well, you can either sell them or you can put puts on them. You see, which would, you know, you can tell your broker you want to put puts on them so that if it drops, you know, 4% or 5% that you want your stock sold at that point.
You said it's going to drop to 45% till July next year, your prediction?
No, July of 2014. Yeah, July of 2014. That's a total of 48%. Now, we already lost 4%, roughly speaking. You know, right before Hurricane Sandy. So, you know, you got at least another 44% to go, but there's probably some kind of a sudden drop, and it's probably something in the range of 10 or 12 or 15% that we'll have by November 13th. So that is, and that would probably set kind of the tone for where things are headed. You have to remember we have a big fiscal cliff coming up, and, you know, there's a debt ceiling that has to be raised, which is not likely to be easy to do. But, you know, if we don't, the U.S. will default, and there's no two ways around that. There's a big tax increase set for January 1st. There's a big budget cut set for January 1st. So you're talking, you know, a huge impact on the economy to have all these things happen at once. And it's very likely. Moody's has already warned the U.S. government that, you know, they're considering downgrading the U.S.'s credit. And that kind of makes sense because, you know, the U.S. has been so polarized, you know, Congress has been so polarized in not being able to accomplish things. So that will also raise the interest rates for the U.S. when that happens. So, yeah, it doesn't look good for the stock market. And I'm talking about cycles, you know, so it really is not dependent on who wins the election at all. It's simply cycles, and these cycles have been occurring. You know, we have 142 years of cycles to know that this pattern is going to occur. So it's not, you know, airy-fairy. It's based on actual patterns in the past.
Okay,
so does that help?
I understand.
Yeah, so does that help? Yeah.
I was just, as far as my chart, I just didn't know if it, you know, I know the market always goes up and down, but it doesn't affect every, you know, investment.
Right, that is true. Yeah, that is true. Well, I'm just looking at your, you know, I don't have an accurate time for you, so it's hard for me to tell in your case, because it would depend a lot on your time of birth as to, you know, when, as to whether or not it would impact you. So I don't have an easy way to tell you the answer to that. But you could just put puts on your items, and that would be the best thing to do. And I apologize, but I'm out of time. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, join me again next Friday, November 9th, when I'll talk about choosing higher consciousness for prosperity. Our thought patterns and our level of consciousness impact our prosperity. So next Friday, I'll discuss ways we can live in higher consciousness and choose higher prosperity by doing so. Now, lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com. And remember to order your 2013 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. While you're there, check out the Paper Piles and Clutter Release MP3 so you can let go of what no longer serves you and bring in more prosperity. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwick.
This is Saskia Roel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Advi and Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fire It Up with CJ.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.